Hi, I'm Danica Johnson.
And I'm Chris LeConte.
And we're Champion Chat 360.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Champion Chat 360. Today we're going to do Future. Do you know, have you ever listened or could you name a Future song? Like the rapper Future?
No, but he's a good rapper.
Sure. I don't even know if he's good. I couldn't tell you if I've heard his songs. But we're doing Future goals. And one of the things that clearly I should do is find out who Future is.
Goal number one.
Just so out of it. I'm just not a big music person. That's why. I'm also an old person, so.
So as of recent, Matt is more into hip-hop songs than I am for some reason. And I noticed this because we were in the car the other day and the radio was on. He was like, do you like this song? And I was like, I have never heard of this song. And he was like, Danica, it's been on the radio forever. I was like, Matthew, I have a 2.5-year-old in this car 24/7. Like, chances are we're not playing gangster hip-hop. Like, it's probably just not really what we usually do. Country. And that's what, which is interesting too, because I've shifted, but we always are playing country or we are singing back and forth and singing songs to one another. So yeah, Matt knows more about music than I do.
Do you think that you had a deeper connection to it before because of your dance background?
Totally. Yeah. And that's all we listened to. Mm-hmm. Like when we, in college, like that's what I gravitated towards, and I loved, like, I still really like hip-hop music, and I love R&B. Like when most people, when they read a book or maybe they're doing work on the computer, they'll play maybe like classical music or jazz music, something that's like a mellow sound. I love R&B music. Mm-hmm. It just like eases my mind for some reason and puts me in a good state. But I, as of recent, maybe in the past year and a half, I haven't really listened to any of that stuff. But definitely because of my dance background, I loved hip-hop way more than Matthew. When I met Matthew, he was like rock and roll, like old school rock and roll and country. And now it's like switched a little bit. I like country a little bit more. And he likes his hip-hop. So he would know who Future is.
That's funny. My radio, so I have Sirius, and I got Sirius radio because I wanted to listen to not music. So my first two buttons are Howard Stern and Barstool Radio, which are two, like, talk radio. And then the next is 90s, then 2000s, then Frank Sinatra. That is my radio stations, my presets for my Sirius satellite. But anyway, our goals for the future, or to finish out 2019 and to actually start 2020.
Yeah, which is crazy to think that it is August. And I thought of this kind of because somebody posted it a little while ago, like you have 6 months left to the year. And that was clearly a couple months ago, but I was out shopping this past weekend and there were like pumpkins out.
Yeah, Halloween candy. I saw that.
Yeah, I was like, whoa. Wait a minute. I'm just understanding the heat around me. Wait a minute. But there was like jean jackets and I was like, shit, it's August, like August, school's starting, back to school, stuff is happening, which means I feel like once school kind of starts, then things go really, really fast because there's a lot happening because there's usually like that window of holidays that like comes, and then it's New Year's before you know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, basic bitch season starts at the end of the month with all pumpkin everything. Let's see. We're out grocery shopping and went by just half an aisle already of candy. And I was like, scaring her away, like, don't look, don't look, don't look, don't look.
I know, it's crazy. But I thought it'd be cool for us to think about, I think we've accomplished a lot over this past year, meaning like 2019, mm-hmm. the months in 2019 that we've already experienced, and then to think about how, what else do we want to achieve finishing up 2019 and then heading into 2020.
Do you want me to start or do you want to start?
Yeah. Okay. No, you start.
So I have to renew my Precision Nutrition certification in October. But the cool thing with this certification is that they remind you, like they sent me a reminder last week. So it's been in the forefront of my brain, like that thing. Mm-hmm. It's like the frog on my plate, like eat that frog. And you just have to retake the test to stay eligible. And I'm like, oh, should I kind of want to take the test to see how much I remembered from the test before I look back at it and study. And then whatever, however bad I do or good I do, I'll go back and study it again. But that'll be one for me, is getting recertified for that. So it won't be that bad because I already have all the information in me, just remembering it for the answer of the question of the test or even some of the things I may have forgotten. So it'll be nice. It will be a nice reminder or nice refresher. That's always nice to do too. I actually really enjoy getting new certifications every 2 years because I feel like every time you learn something new, even if it's in the same field kind of thing, you get a new twist on it. And that's one thing I miss about not working at a corporation, is that was a big thing that they stressed, is more education, or that you would have more abilities to go get CEUs and things of that nature. But then I look at other things, like, what would I want to do? And I also then look, like, when I have an idea, if I'm like, oh, let's look at just strictly bodybuilding, because most certifications aren't just for bodybuilding. And then if I look at, there is a couple of certs that are more, they say they're more for bodybuilding. It's hard to say, like, do you trust it? I mean, it's like you can go buy the reviews, sure. This is how I am with everything I buy, by the way. So it's not just the certification, but even books. Like, I have to know somebody who read it to want to read it. And the reason why we have such a shitty couch is because we're both so, we could have bought something on Amazon Prime with free delivery that day, but we're both like, I don't know. I don't know if I trust reviews. or indecisive or whatever. But yeah, I always get kind of handcuffed by, well, I don't know. And then I don't do anything, which actually can go right into a lot of my goals, I guess, for this year. I don't know. So as you have seen, our house is kind of, right away I painted the kitchen, I painted the cabinets, was off to a great start. And then I puttered out. I painted all my things that were like a light wood, very 90s-esque. I painted all the boards white. And if they were very green, I painted the wall of doors white, so try to brighten up. But then I did nothing. Like, I painted it and I did nothing else because I'm always so indecisive of what my style is. And also, because I know my style, like what I like, but I hate the fact that someday I'm not going to like it and I'm going to have to change it, which I know is stupid, but I am part cheap and part lazy about, if I change it now, in 5 years, if I don't like it, I'm going to have to change it again. So I just haven't done anything, really.
Instead of enjoying it for 5 years?
Yeah, I don't know why I'm like that. I'm just like, ugh, it's good enough. That's part of the not being perfectionist. That sucks, because I'm always like, yeah, I'm comfortable. It's nice. I'm fine.
Right.
It's good enough. Okay.
It doesn't bother you so much that you have to change it.
Like, as you, some people have seen, or I pointed out, my curtains, I just have this piece of fabric over them because I was just testing it because I didn't want to commit to these this color of curtains or this fabric on top of these really nice curtains that we already have that are discussing colors. So we have nice Roman curtains that are really great for keeping out heat in the summer and coldness in the winter that the people had before us, but they are very country, very green and red checkered, like pattern, like flanneled almost. It's kind of very much like a picnic sheet, just very country. I fine-tuned this last week. I started my goal, fine-tuned my goal, and my designing look is I like mid-century masculine, or you could just say I like masculine. I like a blue. I like a darker wood. I know that's not in style, and I don't give a shit, but that's another reason why I go to so many things. I'm just like, I just don't like this white wood or this or that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just not in my, it's not what I like for style, which should be an answer to my previous wonder, is I'm okay with not being in style, quote, following the trend with my house because I like a certain way it looks.
Yeah. So is a goal of yours to complete one of, like, a decor thing?
Yeah.
Before the end of the year?
Yeah, I'm also really cheap, so I don't like buying things. Like, I'm...
Right.
It's really hard. It's really... But I've been doing the opposite, where I've been just throwing shit away. Like I told you the other day, I clean out my refrigerator, my freezer, my cabinet. So I started with, like, little food things or... just things that take up space that you don't really need, and just deep clean this what they're in. So the cabinet they're in or the shelving unit they're in. Today I washed windows and Belle helped me. It was actually kind of fun. And it wasn't bad at all, but as I'm sitting here talking to you, I can see the curtain, quote unquote curtain thing that I have. That I It's literally just, they're all just pinned. With not even, like, safety pins, just, like, sewing pins that are, like, nails, like, really small nails. And it just comes off all the time, and I always have to fix it because I'm just so lazy. I have a sewing machine. I just don't have a definite go-to.
Yeah. So as far as, like, otherwise, so you did house something, your education, that's kind of like something that's needed.
Yeah.
It's due.
Yeah, it's also something that doesn't make me bored. No offense, but
right.
it does get kind of, like, you have to keep doing something in this to first stay relevant, because if you aren't, then that's, you're not keeping up with the science, and then
right.
it just... After, even when you're doing that, it gets slightly monotonous, just like every other job.
Yep.
Teach a tiny human how to piss and shit in a bin, in a receptacle, not in underpants. That's another
goal.
That's another goal. This is, I guess, we knew this was coming at some point, but I have started the search for homeschooling for pre-K. So doing homeschool with her. So we always make it a point to do some kind of educational thing with her daily. Whether lately she's been doing the Sesame Street things on my computer, and I sit with her and just make sure that if she needs help going through it, we do flashcards with her a lot. We read with her every day. But I thought maybe it's time to. She'll be 3 in October. So starting that preschool, because she'll probably either she'll be the youngest person in the class, or she'll be the oldest person, depending on where the fall is because of her birthday. So that's one thing that we're starting on. So a lot of it's brain and organization before it gets too cold to not want to do anything. And I guess I should throw in my own, like, body, because I guess my body is my advertising thing. But to be honest, I'm making a face, like, meh, okay. I mean, the rest of the year is just work out, repeat, again, monotonous. Keep working out, keep pushing as hard as I can. The same shit I've been doing for years. Keep working out. Keep working hard. Try to be better. Eat not like an asshole. Eat enough so that I don't undereat. Both of those things mixed together. And that's it. Ride it out till Christmas. I love the holidays. I am a slightly basic bitch who doesn't like pumpkin. I love everything about fall into, like, yeah. Valentine's Day. I'm a summer baby, but man, do I love all that stuff.
Yeah.
So.
What is do you have something that you would like to achieve in 2020 that you've thought about?
Sure. Do more shows. I'd like to have I'd like to have 10 first place clients. I'd like to have 10 clients I'd like it to be 10 separate clients get 10 first places, not just like a couple clients get more than one. I'd like it to have 10 clients who get 10 first place placements. I think that would be awesome.
That's really good.
That's not about me. That's a part of me coaching them, but still not me. I need 10 people who are ready to literally give it 100%.
That's a really good goal.
Yeah.
I like that goal. Do you have anywhere that you want to travel?
Not next year.
No? No. Do you have anything that you want to do as far as, like, I'm just picking random shit, but... Like, I want to bungee jump, I want to go hiking, I want to do this. Like, is there any, like, adventure that you want to do?
No.
No. You're not allowed to say no. Like,
no, I have nothing. I have nothing. I don't know why. I think it's so funny because I'm so in routine right now to, like, replenish. But I still don't have anything that is, like, a big... earth-shattering goal, except for maybe finish my house and get some of the baby clutter. I swear to God, maybe that's what it is. Get rid of some baby stuff. Like, I already put half her toys back upstairs that always migrate downstairs.
Yeah.
So it doesn't look like that. But that's all my.
Have you thought more about kids?
No, I actually had thought about going through the clothes that I did save just in case. And, like, bringing it down to, like, only two or three outfits of each size instead of, like, a huge bin that I have of, like, three or four sizes.
That is more of a thought than I even have.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, you're ahead of me in that case. I have a human coming.
I'll just send you all my clothes down that I'm getting rid of. And then you can just say, like, oh, here you go. I'll just put them in, like, those Ziploc baggies. Just open it up and, like, newborn. Good, I don't have to go all of my stuff.
That is awesome. Yeah.
But you're tired. You're literally...
That hasn't been a thought.
No. It literally has been, like, the last thought. Trying to make sure that there's no piss and shit on the floor has been step one more important than not.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've rambled literally for 18 minutes, so I think you can ramble about yours now.
It's not turn. Well, I feel like clearly there's a big one. Like, I need to bring a human into this world.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have a deadline. Like, well, I have a deadline frame. Mm-hmm. It's definitely before 2020. So I think that successfully finishing my pregnancy and not having myself go too early is a goal of mine because Matt has said this over and over again, like, I just feel like you're going to go early. And so that's a big goal, is to maintain a healthy pregnancy, a healthy baby, and have the baby come at a good developmental time.
Mm-hmm. You were a month early, though, with Venna, right?
It was.
Yeah, so that's an idea, like, you can kind of say. So this one's due October?
October
31st. So, man, that just got scary for a second, didn't it?
Yeah. because...
It could be 8 weeks.
Right. So, I think that is...
Wow.
Like, definitely on my mind. except for at nighttime, so bedtime. So I think like finishing that, like trying to wrap it up within in a nice tight mm-hmm. bow before, that was all my goal, is before baby comes to have her. I'm not about to buy diapers for two, so I think that is like a big goal that is hard to, as I'm sure you see too, like you have to kind of give and take, like how much you push them and like how, like when to just say, no, this is what we're doing. Like Matt and I have battled a little bit on this with, she still uses her little potty mm-hmm. and, but in a lot of places there's not a little potty. So mm-hmm. I do want her to get used to a big girl potty, but at the same time, she can't get up on a big girl potty by herself. So like there's a balance of it mm-hmm. and having her do it here, but not fall in the toilet. Like I don't need her falling into the toilet. Mm-hmm. So just figuring out like how to transition from each step and then how to transition in like a really good, speedy way into each step before baby comes. Mm-hmm.
Just, I don't know if this will help you, but what I do to help with the option. So upstairs all the time is only the, like, almost like the butt, like, donut on the toilet. And then she has two little steps on it. So that's always on there. And we move it for ourselves. But it's always on there for her upstairs. Downstairs, she has a little potty that she can just go do. But I've been starting to bring that, the butt donut downstairs and the step downstairs so she can sit on the big potty.
Right.
So that's
like a big, the step stool that we have right now, I think we just need a smaller one because it has two steps, but it goes right up to the potty. Mm-hmm. So you can't step on the second step because mm-hmm. you're at the potty. So a smaller stool would mm-hmm. be better.
Yeah.
And trying to, I think another like transition thing is having her feel comfortable going number two when we're out in public, because I noticed that she doesn't like to when we're out and about, which mm-hmm. is understandable. Like right. it's just not comfortable.
Right.
So yeah, I do have to find another stool, and I just have to leave it as an option for her because she likes to go, but I pick her up, set her on there. Like I want her to do it herself. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's a big goal. So having this kid, training this kid. And then I feel like I don't know if I should set other goals. Like how realistic am I to set other goals that require my energy and my attention mm-hmm. when, unless I like did it now, like if I started things now and focused. So like said, I started a book. I want to finish a book. That's an easy one that I could do. But two, like, bigger things that can go into 2020 are I started a website. Actually, Maya. Yeah. I reached out to her because I know that she helped you with yours. Mm-hmm. And I started, like, discussing things that I would like with her. And then once I got pregnant, I stopped. And I didn't realize that I, like, stopped putting energy into it. Mm-hmm. So putting back my energy into building a website, because I have, like, a base.
Yeah.
But now I'm just, like, bringing it up and bringing it live. And that was, like, one thing I just started and never finished. And then another thing is looking more into diabetes education, like becoming a diabetes educator.
Yeah.
Which, surprisingly, I was like, well, what certifications do you need prior to getting that certification? And my master's in social work covers my, like, if you're pre-qualified. So my master's in social work would cover me to be pre-qualified, and then all I would have to do is take an exam, which is crazy. So that's something. But then again, I think to myself, when? When would I like to have something that I'm focused on, but I do not know what my world is going to bring. Yeah.
You're at the point where you can't really, like, well, you'd have, like, roughly 8 weeks now to get it in while Venna's sleeping. But before, but in the next 12 weeks or so, you might not be able to have that time frame anymore, which is fucking crazy. I literally was like, as we were talking, I was like, shit.
I know, right? Yeah. It's insane to me. So, and as I speak to like some of my friends one of my close friends just had a baby, and I think Mila is 7 weeks old, but she has a toddler too, 3-year-old, and she's been just like telling me everything. Like, note to self, take advantage of the naps that you have now. Like, you're gonna lose your shit. Like, it's a tough balance, and she's she's like a type A. Mm-hmm. She loves to read. She loves to like further her education. She's a very driven person, and she is just exhausted. So I like try to ask questions along the way, like, do you get time to shower? Like, what does it look like? And she was like, we're always out and about too. So they're always out and about because they have to entertain a 3-year-old, and it's easier to entertain a 3-year-old when there's more stimuli, like out and about. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just surviving. I have 8 weeks to figure out some goals that I'd like to achieve. And then the next goal is to survive.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's
survive that period. And then to be honest, I think come like March, April, so probably April, we'll be looking to maybe move.
That was the reason I was asked.
So I think that's like a goal on the horizon is thinking about if my life is going to be transitioning to another place, mm-hmm. what can I set up now to make it so that transition is smooth? Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I feel like there's so many things. You know how, like, sometimes I think that you should, like, setting goals, you should have stable ground first to, like, set goals on? I think my goal is, like, to get that, like, stable ground for a couple of things in order to start to build from that and build those goals on that stable ground.
Maybe it's from my background, but I feel like I never have stable ground, and that by doing the goals, by actually going through the goals, is how I get the stable ground.
That's a good take on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I usually set a goal because I'm A, not happy with where I am, and that sounds negative, but doesn't mean it is. Like, meaning I just wanted to be better or happier.
Right.
So I usually have to change where my baseline is now to get to that point. So I don't know. I mean, I'm not talking or shattering things. I'm literally talking about facelifting my house a little bit for me. I'm not talking about like finding out how to get a kid not to shit and then a kid to sleep and then not to kill myself during the whole thing. Like and again, that's a little bit of a brutal way to say it, but it's a very true way. Or moving again, like, that's a big deal. The plus is obviously what we do for a living. You can do it from anywhere, so that's nice. But always trying to stay on top of everything too is a little tough.
Yeah, and I think that like it would be, it's really nice. Matt has said this to me a couple of times too, that like a physical, because mm-hmm. my physical being is important to me too, and like you had said, it's like that's what promotes you to some degree and your business. And so I think that it would be nice to be able to maintain my A1C levels, like be able to maintain those really good readings, and then be able to focus on goals that I want for myself, for me aesthetically and physically, and not have to focus on thinking, like right now I think of two things. Like, I think of mommy needs to be healthy, baby needs to be healthy. And for a while it was the same with like Ravenna, and I had that same thing, like mommy needs to be healthy, Benna needs to be healthy. So to be, or like even pre-baby, like mommy needs to be healthy to get baby. Mm-hmm. So I would love to just be able to focus on a goal that I have just for me that doesn't really Does it sound weird? Like, it doesn't matter. No. It's not for anybody else except for me.
No, that's exactly why I did shows this year. Because I was done sharing my body for a while. Meaning, housing a human and then feeding a human off of my body. I was ready to just be my own body for a while. So I get that.
So I think that will be, recovering from pregnancy and then being able to take the time and energy, if that's even possible. Like, I don't know where. Find the time and energy to do goals that are just for me.
We're going to start doing some little classes for Belle, like either tumbling or just some little kid classes that'll be like $40 a month for the next 6 weeks or something. And we don't know if it's going to be swimming or tumbling, but something to just give her some more things to do. Which will give her more of a schedule. It'll be kind of nice, but. Have you made up a second room yet? Like a baby room yet? A nursery?
Yeah. I know our listeners can't see my face. But
she made the same kind of face I did earlier. No.
I shit you not, Christy, there's nothing. We haven't taken down anything from like storage. We don't really even know what we have up there. I think the other day I messaged my friend and I said, what are you finding to be a really good carrier, like a baby carrier? And then what's Mila sleeping in? She was like, well, a lot of the things that we used for E are now off the market and are being banned. And I was like, what? Like, do I need to start Googling some more stuff? Like, there's, like, I know we have a co-sleeper. I have plenty of swaddles. This kid will just live in swaddles.
Yeah, time enough down there.
That's what they do. Yeah, it's so interesting that I know that I need to start, but for some reason I'm like, no, because if I start things, does that mean that I'm like, well, I don't remember when I started with Venna. I do remember having baby showers early in, like, Vermont, but my New York baby shower wasn't until 32 weeks. So I feel like, yes, that's right around the corner, but I don't know. I just don't. I have a few names picked out. The kid will have a name and a swaddle. And a boob. Like, the goal is you'll have a boob, a swaddle, you'll have a roof over your head, and you'll have love.
I think it was about this time that, because I just saw on, like, Facebook a couple years ago, this was about when we had started setting up Belle's nursery. We had her rocking chair, her crib, and a bureau, I think. And we were at that roughly 8 weeks out from roughly this week from having her at this time.
Yeah. So I think another thing is that this isn't going to be permanent,
right?
Like, in our minds, it's not going to be permanent. So it doesn't make sense for us to make a nursery, and especially if the baby will probably be sleeping right next to us in the co-sleeper for an extended period of time. So it doesn't make sense to make a nursery.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's a good point, because I think she was like 6 months before she was in her own crib.
Right.
Maybe three, I don't know, but I can't remember.
Yeah. Well, my mom actually, I told my mom this. I was like, Mom, I have nothing. Like, am I going crazy? And she was like, Danica, we bought the car seat and the crib for Hope the day we had her. and it was for good reason. So prior to Hope, my mom lost her child at birth.
Yeah.
And they wanted to make sure that Hope was full term, was healthy, and that, like, Hope was out and baby was healthy and this was a baby. Yeah. Like, we're bringing this baby home.
Yeah.
So they waited until the very, very end. And then once baby was healthy and ready to go home, they were like, we should probably go get a car seat.
Yeah. Yeah, car seat.
So she was like, you make it work.
Yeah.
You make it work. Everything will be fine. You're going to make it work.
I think it's a racket, too, how they... So, for those who don't have kids, car seats go out of, basically they expire almost every 2 years. And I think it's a joke. I think it's a joke. I think it's just a racket. Yeah. I think it's like insurance. It's a racket. Just to buy another one.
I totally agree. And the fact that, like, it's an infant car seat. Venna didn't fit in the infant car seat for a long time because she grew really fast. Even when we first put her in there, I was like, is she supposed to be squished like this? Like, this... She looks really, really compacted. Like, I don't understand. But we didn't buy one for Venna. We ended up getting a used one from a friend. Mm-hmm. And I said to Matt, like, I don't know if I want to purchase an infant car seat and then have to purchase another car seat. Like, because that's essentially what you have to do. And I would rather do, like, an all-in-one or have, like, a friend again. Because the infant car seat you don't use for that long of time, given, like, the child's weight and height and everything like that.
See, Belle was a peanut, so we did use it for a good amount of time, but ours was part of our stroller. So our stroller was a twofer stroller, and the baby, the infant part, which I was, there was times I was glad I had an infant one, because just to carry her in that instead of getting her out of it. But, yeah, this is all stuff that before kids you never think of or never know your need or what the deal is. And then, at least this time around, even though you feel like you don't have anything right now, you know all the stuff that you need. Or you may, or you don't need, actually. Because that's another thing.
Yeah.
You think you need all this.
Plenty of things that we don't need. And what was interesting, probably why I am not... Another reason why I'm not going to have a baby shower is because we don't need a whole lot of stuff. And I think that first time mommies, I was this way. I was like, three baby showers? I'm going to get so much stuff. But then I was like, how many swaddles can I use? Like, I'm just not going to.
I have so many baby blankets that are still, like, never been used.
Yeah, I know.
Any other goals you want to... put on the chalkboard here?
I know. Now that they're, like, out there, we have to get them. We gotta go grab them. You know what? I want to... I do have one more goal. One more goal is, with my remaining time, given that we do leave and, like, things transition, with my remaining time in Alabama, I do want to experience more of it, because I feel like there's still a lot more that we haven't really ventured and experienced. And I think that summertime, it does get really, really hot. But now that we'll still have the opportunity to have, like, that fall time. Mm-hmm. So fall, winter, experience a little bit more.
Yeah, I think that'd be great there. You could be basic in Bama. Basic in Bama.
Basic in Bama. All
right. What is one thing you're thankful for today?
Venna's school is starting soon. Ooh. So Venna's school is starting on the 12th, and she's going to school, and she is so excited. So I'm excited for her, and I'm excited for us. Because that is, like, a really good time too for me to maybe start, like, that figuring out stuff for baby two, and so 2 days a week. And I'm just excited for her to be able to have that social interaction a little bit more. Obviously, the school aspect, like the education. So we have her open house coming up, and then starts on the 12th.
Nice.
Yeah. What are you thankful for?
The clean bug. I don't know what it is. It just feels so nice to have such a clean house. And I just took a huge wad of hair off of Bevo right before I said that, but, like, just running my hand over him. But still, it's just nice to... I took my slippers off yesterday and was walking around the house, no slippers. I was like, oh, it just feels nice on my feet.
Yeah.
But, and just decluttering, it feels nice to have it, like, clean, cleanly, neat. Not like white glove neat, but, like, just neat.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure it's, like, in a sense, it's like a weight that's, like, lifted, and it just feels like more of a breath of freshness.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. All right, well, you can reach us at championchat360@gmail.com or championchat360 on Instagram. We look forward to hearing from you, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.